Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You are a natural beauty. Wake up! Grab a brush and put a little makeup! Hide the scars and fade away the shake-up! This is Natribute! If you don't know that reference, I feel bad for you. I'm your host, Jackie Johnson. Welcome to a new episode of Natribute. You know what I do at the top of the show? I plug Natribute.com, baby. If you haven't been to Natribute.com yet, get over to it, baby. Everything's popping off. I got blogs. Every episode that comes out, I have an episode guide that everything we talk about in the episode is going to be posted and linked for easy access. You can return to it later, reflect upon the episode, roll over to Natribute.com, check it out, buy some stuff, you know, take care of yourself. There's also a new section on Natribute.com called The Honeys, and that's where I post all of the snaps, tweets, Instagrams that y'all tag me in, because y'all are buying the shit I'm talking about, and I love hearing that y'all love my shit. So go ahead and tweet at me or snap me, you know, and then you might end up on The Honeys page, because The Honeys are the official fans of Natribute that was come up with by the Natribute Facebook group, which is taking over the internet, baby. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I need more people like me that like to buy shit I don't need. I need products. I need lips. I like to talk about my skin. I like to talk about my under eyes. I like to talk about what BB cream should I be wearing in the summer. Girl, boy, head over to the Natribute Facebook page. Just search for Natribute. We'll approve you if you're not a bot. And can I just say, shout out to the honeys. Every time somebody posts a photo, I'm like, oh my God, everyone is gorgeous. Literally, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're gorgeous, okay? Somebody emailed me and said that the Natribute theme song is an affirmation. Yes, it is, baby. You are a Natribute. So you're gorgeous. Please subscribe and review if you haven't already. Y'all have come in strong. And I've never written a review in my life. Literally, I've never written a damn review. Maybe a couple Yelps, but that's it. Okay, so I understand it's annoying, but if you write a review, it's going to impress my parents. It's going to make my dad, Dustin at Farrell, proud of me. So please review, even a tiny one, just write a review. You can even write fart, 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 fart a bunch, okay? Somebody please do that, and I'll see it. Write a review, subscribe. I'm trying to get Natribute to take over the world. And unfortunately, that's the only way it's going to happen. A couple awesome guests are coming up on Natribute soon that I just want to prep everybody for, because if you head over to Natribute.com, you can submit questions for the guests. A couple that I have coming up on the docket, Bonnie McKee, who is my favorite singer in the whole world, and one of the most glamorous women I've ever met. She's a pop star, a singer-songwriter. She's a friend of mine. And she wears, you know, sky-high Louboutins to the dentist. Glamour is truly in her DNA. She's going to tell us all about the glam life and some DIY things that she does at home to stay so glamorous. Another person I have coming up is Georgia Hardstark. And I know you know who that is, baby, because the Butterinos are coming in strong. That's the Murderino-Natribute hybrids. You're coming in strong. We're working really hard on a fun segment about epic beauty fails that we've both done to ourselves. So go to Natribute.com, submit your questions for Georgia, share some of your epic beauty fails, because that's going to be fun. So what else? Let's introduce our guest, shall we? I think that's enough damn time. She's a comedian. She's a writer. She's the co-host of Everything's Coming Up Simpsons podcast, which is right here on Feral Audio. And she's a goddamn delight. Her name's Julia Prescott.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for sitting through that.
Thank you. I could not love you more.
Oh, my God.
Every inch of that, I was like, this is I'm in love.
It's part of my whole model now to make somebody sit through that.
Yeah.
And quietly. And, you know, some people have had to sit through like 10, 15. I wrapped yours up about 4.5. I feel good about that.
Yeah.
So thanks for being here.
Oh my God. Thanks for having me. Also, like, you are giving me ideas for how we should be promoting our iTunes page more up top. Like, I'm learning about the art of podcasting.
I don't do that a lot. Uh-huh. I try to just throw it in. I actually got a negative review. Somebody was like, she like was begging for reviews. And I'm like, I literally haven't heard a single podcast that doesn't ask you to subscribe.
Oh, right.
But listen, I stopped reading them because you can't please everybody,
no,
baby.
There's and always going to be a hater.
Yeah, you know, and I welcome it because that means more people are
absolutely
listening, babe. You
yeah
know what I
yeah
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't get to the
haters,
top.
Haters, motivators.
Yes.
Get out there. Also, like, what is that? I mean, it shows that that worked, that that person gave you a review or a comment.
Yeah, take that.
They didn't you see know the irony.
And you know what else? Mm-hmm. Even the bad reviews make you go up on the charts.
Absolutely.
But don't write me a bad review.
No, please don't.
But, you know, just all I'm saying is just subscribe. Subscribe, okay?
I love how I've inadvertently extended that. You
yes
said 4 minutes and now it's 6.
You hear that? Everybody, that was her, not me. So, you know, you emailed me.
I did.
Because you were like, I have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get to the beauty subscription boxes.
Yes.
There's so much to discuss. But before that, I just want to talk to a couple other beauty things with you.
Absolutely.
So the first thing I want to ask you about is I consider you what I call a glasses hottie.
Yeah. Thank you.
And, you know, based on what I'm seeing in the Honeys group on Facebook, there's a lot of glasses hotties mm-hmm out there. And I just kind of want to hear your take on when did you go for the glasses?
Right.
When did you, what made you choose your statement, signature cat eye mm-hmm glasses? You know, why not? Why did you choose to not wear contacts? You know what I mean? Let's
yeah
just talk hot, well, being hot and wearing glasses.
We'll get into it. Well, I had always dreamed and wanted so badly to need glasses. I remember like being a kid and like trying to fuck up an eye exam and just
you were like,
that
just,
not working.
You just wanted
it. I wanted it so bad. Yeah. And my mom, I remember telling her that when I was a kid, and she was like, careful what you wish for, because I wear trifocals. And I was like, that sounds good to me.
Yeah. Triple the fun, baby.
Triple the fun. And so I ended up not needing glasses until I think I was like 19 or 20.
Wow.
So pretty late. But that day when I found out I needed it, I was like, oh, fucking hell yeah.
I'm going hard.
I'm going hard. And then choosing that first pair of glasses was its own like big treat. And you go into the optometrist and you're just like, you know, trying all these different personalities. But I ended up settling. My first pair of glasses were Ray-Ban black framed cat eye, just because I felt like they
like
were the
Lisa
most.
Lisa Loeb.
Lisa Loeb. And I have always been very practical. Like, when it comes to like buying shoes, I'll be like, let's go for the black first because it goes with the most
yes
outfits. So
practical.
That's sort of practical. Yeah, I went with the black frame for that. But I'll fuck with the tortoise shell. I'll do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So did you ever do contacts? Or you just said
no,
straight up glasses for life.
Straight up glasses for life.
Yeah.
I don't like touching my eyes. And I like the style of glasses.
I mean, I dig. I'm half and half.
Yeah.
I do glasses and contacts. And what's crazy is that I've never worn my glasses for a single role.
Yeah.
Never. I never audition with them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have a few times and I've never.
Do you have a headshot with your glasses?
I don't. I tried and my agents didn't want it.
Right.
So I just, basically what I do is I pop in the contacts for daytime. At night, I'm all about the glasses. And then there's days where I don't put the contacts in and I just do the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always something, like today I got my hair done. So I was like, well, I can't have my glasses without my hair done. I won't be able to see what she's doing.
Right.
You know? So it's a damn thing. But I'll tell you this, I'm having major contact problems.
Yeah.
Like, they're really hurting my damn eyeballs.
That's the thing. I think I will hear people complain about their contacts and just like, you know, it feeling itchy or like their vision is cloudy. And I'm like,
yes,
I don't want that.
They're terrible.
Get out of here.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
I was wearing colored contacts a few months ago.
Really?
Because it was like, for the first time in my adult life, I had vision insurance.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm going hard.
Right.
So I went to the doctor. I said, I want some green eyeballs because they've gotten a lot better.
Right.
I tried them when I was 15 when I got my first contacts and I looked like Marilyn Manson.
Right.
They were just too cloudy, but they actually looked pretty good, but they were so uncomfortable.
Mm.
They're fucking It's like you have a green cube in your eyeball.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
I was always curious about that. And I feel like what you're describing, like the when those colored contacts first came out, that was like around the same time. They look pretty much like when you get Halloween cat eye contacts, which makes me think of that episode of Silicon Valley. Do you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
There's the season finale of this past season.
Oh,
Martin Starr has a moment where he wears those contacts. I'm not giving a lot of way.
Okay, good.
It's not a big
story. I haven't watched that yet.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's okay, though. This,
spoiler
when
alert.
This comes out, this will be a few, even more weeks for you to catch up. So where are your glasses from? Are they real vintage?
They're real vintage.
Ooh.
Yeah. So there's a shop in Pasadena.
Old Focals?
Old Focals.
Yes, baby.
Yeah, yeah. So I grew up in LA and I learned about this store when I was a teenager in high school and was before I knew I needed glasses, but it was like one of those, like one day.
Yeah.
And I would go in there with no money and just like, you know, waste the salesperson's time, just like trying on a million pairs of glasses and just dreaming. And then they also, I don't think, accepted insurance. So it's like, you know, a big payday when you go in there. And I, a couple years ago, like got a writing job and decided to treat myself and like went in and it was just like the happiest day. And oh man, I just love that place so much.
Yeah, I have a pair from there.
Yeah.
They are 1960s male tortoise shell frames.
Cool.
And when I got them, the guy was like, oh, this pair of glasses is on every guy in every period movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he named like 10 movies. There's like Apollo 13. I know Brad Pitt wore them in Benjamin Button. This exact pair, because Old Focal supplies glasses for movies. And they're really fly.
Yeah.
Because my thing
I've
is,
seen them.
I want like 20 pair.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the ultimate, like, living the good life is when you can just, I have two or three that I rotate now. Those actually have an older lens prescription, so I don't wear them anymore, but I want to have like 10 pair just ready to go.
Right.
You know,
right.
And pop them on with it, whatever I'm feeling that day.
Yeah. I think, like, in theory, I think that I would want to go with that just to see, like, what personality I'm feeling. But also, I don't know, my glasses feel like so much a part of
me. They're so cute.
Thanks. I love them. So it's like, they're like my buddies.
Yeah.
So I kind of just rock one at a time. I haven't worn my old Ray-Ban ones in a really, really long time.
And I will also say that you and I are both like bobbed-haired cuties.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable with me declaring that?
Yes.
We're bobbed-haired cuties.
Yeah.
And that's what's so fun is that, you know, we're in the bobhead cutie club.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Though I gotta say, I mean, I've come very close to getting a pixie cut, like, in the last 6 months.
Have you ever before?
No.
I've always wanted to, but I have a really big head, and I think it's gonna make my head-to-body ratio even more obvious.
I'm a little scared. I have Googled pixie cut, bangs, glasses a million times, and it's all just Anne Hathaway.
I mean, you know what? Now's the time.
I know.
And you know what else? Hair grows.
I know.
That's
hair
what
grows.
I always tell people. If you want to cut your damn hair, cut your... Steven wants to grow his out.
Steven.
Cut your hair. Grow your hair.
Grow your hair,
do
Steven.
You, baby.
Yeah. No, I know. And I had the longest hair for the longest time and never had the short hair, and so I took the plunge with that, but I don't know. I was thinking that I might, like, so I got married recently, and then I was thinking, like, right before the honeymoon to get a pixie cut to be like, this is a new chapter.
Yep.
But then it just ended up not happening.
I did that.
Yeah? Oh, that's
right. I cut my hair 2 days after my wedding.
I love that.
I chopped it, baby.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's the thing. It's like the wife cut.
Right,
it's
right.
Like, I don't have to look, you know, traditionally hot anymore.
Yeah.
Okay? I can take some risks. I'm going to get dick tonight, no matter what.
My mom would always, absolutely. You get it cut at your wedding. Interesting. No,
yes.
My mom would always say, you know, if you're thinking about getting a haircut or something like it, if you go through a breakup, it's a good time to get a haircut because you're cutting away all those memories.
Yeah.
And I was like, I kind of dig on that.
Yeah, cut that man out of your life.
Man. Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about is like, so I love ModCloth, and you're kind of like a ModCloth model, and I just
I
need
am.
To hear about that whole story.
I would love to.
How did you become a ModCloth model?
It was, you know, Riley Silverman?
Yes, who's going to be on here soon.
Super great, hilarious comedian. She knows Susan Koger, the, I guess, former CEO. Well, she founded ModCloth.
Mm-hmm.
Because Riley got a dress named after her, which is so fucking cool.
What?
And got to be, they used to have like, you know, they loved taking real people and having them model. So it was like their person of the month or something. Yeah. And it was featuring Riley. So then they got really close and Riley reached out to me and said, hey, I found out that they're doing this shoot where it's going to be an engagement shoot and they need real people. And I just think that you and Mike would be really, really great for this. But we weren't engaged at the time.
Oh,
so
shit.
So she goes, I know you're not engaged, but just email them. Gosh, now they're going to hear this story, whatever.
Oh, you lie.
I do. Well, I emailed them and never outwardly lied. I just said, you know, Riley is a friend of mine and she recommended I reach out to you. And, you know, my like Mike and I don't even think I called him my fiance. I was just like, oh, you know, here's some photos of us. And so we went back and forth email style and kept giving them information and photos. And then eventually it got down to us being chosen to be a part of this engagement shoot. And so I approached Mike, and Mike didn't know what mod cloth was before, like most guys. And so I told him, I said, this is a very big deal.
Yeah.
Mod cloth is like, you know, Mecca for a lot of women right now.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a mod cloth belt.
I know, it's so cute.
As I say this. I feel like, any outfit is like one piece mod cloth. But I said, so, all right, listen, we've been dating for a while. I love you so much. Is it weird that it's an engagement photo shoot and we're not engaged? And he was like, I think it's fine. And I said, okay.
Crisis averted.
Crisis averted. Phew.
Do you remember that episode of Friends where Monica put herself on that wedding list? Like the wait list for the venue?
Uh-huh. Oh,
and then Chandler heard the message and flipped the fuck out? Mm-hmm. That could have gone real bad.
That could have been us. But yeah, no. So I was like, okay, so that's good. But I said, so when we go the day of and they like ask us questions, like we just roll with it, right? And he's like, yeah, okay, yeah, that sounds good. And so we were one of three couples and we met up at the Pasadena Courthouse, which is lovely.
Ooh,
and the whole thing was like the photo shoot was, you know, like eloping and getting married at the courthouse. So we had
Did
two
you get
looks.
To pick out that dress?
Yeah.
And then didn't you end up getting married in it?
Yes.
Girl, that worked out.
Girl. Yeah. We showed up and it was us and this really cute lesbian couple and then this other couple. And the entire day we were just like, you know, I didn't have a ring on my finger or anything.
Right.
But they didn't really press us too much. So we didn't really end up having to lie that much. We just kind of were hanging out. And it was great too because everyone was so nice. And they also, like, the photographer, we were just being us and, you know, kissing and hugging and doing that whole thing. And they just kept complimenting us and saying how cute we were. So that was really nice.
Because are they still up? I feel like I've seen those
photos. They
are
still up. Yeah. We were the targeted ads for ourselves, like on Facebook and stuff for like months and months. So, all right. Between booking the mod cloth shoot and doing the shoot, I figured out that I wanted to propose to Mike. And
That's so fun.
So yeah, I decided I was going to propose to him, I think 3 weeks before I actually did. And then when we did the shoot, it was a week before we were going to, I was going to propose. So it was very like, I was having a very different experience than Mike was the entire day. And then they had the whole rack of the wedding dresses and I found the one that I wanted and put it on. And it was just like all perfect. And everyone there too, they were so complimentary. They're like, wow, this looks amazing on you and blah, blah, blah. And so we do the shoot. And at the end of the day, Susan, the founder of ModCloth, was like, hey, I was texting with Riley. I heard it's your birthday next week. I proposed on my birthday. So yes, it was. And she goes, do you want to just keep your dress? Because you look so great in it. And I went, yeah, that would be great. Aww. And everybody was like, asking in the elevator, going back, they're like, oh, is this going to be your dress? Is it? And I was like, I don't know. And then at the end of the day, Mike went, I hope it is. And it was like before we even got engaged, he's like, I mean, I know I'm not supposed to see you, but you look really good in it.
Aww.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
He's the best.
He's such a cutie.
He's you know, romantic.
I mean, you guys are mod cloth models, for God's sakes.
Yeah, so it was so funny. And then they, so he was in a really cool suit too that was Bonobos. It wasn't mod cloth, but they gave him like a coupon to get it. and then they like gave us like shoes and it was really cool. I was like really just, on cloud nine.
Yeah.
And then it came out and they also interviewed me for like a blog entry. And it was interesting too, because they were like asking me all this, all these questions about like wedding planning advice. And we were like freshly engaged.
Right.
I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. So I think I just like, you know, beauty pageant answered
right.
it, you know, just like, well,
it's a special day.
It's a special day and you shouldn't be bogged down by weird details. Like if you read it, I think it's still up. If you read it, it's very like vague details, but yeah.
That's so fun. I got married in Mod Cloth shoes.
Oh.
They have great non-leather options.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Georgia Hardstark wore a Mod Cloth dress in her wedding.
We wore the same dress, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
I know. We're bonded by it. It's funny because you know how most brides would be like, bitch stole my
yes.
look, no way. I love seeing other women in the Mod
well,
Cloth dress.
Well, you guys
dress.
Look so different in it,
right.
too. It's funny. I've
yeah.
seen both your photos. I wouldn't have even known that.
Right,
because I'd
right.
just be like, you know. Everyone's so different. We're all
such
different flowers.
Yeah.
While we're talking about weddings, mm-hmm. I just want to say real quick, this will be out in July. And if you guys are at the store and you happen to see a magazine called Veg News Magazine, my wedding is featured in the July-August issue. There's a hot dog on the cover, an exciting veggie hot dog, and I was one of the Veg News Weddings of the Year.
Amazing.
So if you want to see some wedding photos, me and Chooch, and I guess my husband too, you could check that out. I just found out. I mean, I knew it was coming out, but I just saw the cover today.
Was it because it was all vegan stuff?
It was an all vegan wedding, baby.
Hell yeah.
Which was not easy.
That's awesome.
I mean,
we
everything.
Didn't do that.
I mean, wine isn't vegan.
Yeah.
Wine uses fish bladders to process it. I was like, motherfucker.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
a lot of work. I learned a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
I learned
vegan
a lot.
Donut friend, the vegan donuts
yep.
out here.
Mm. They were my wedding cake.
Yeah, we just had a giant pizza from Big Mamas and Papas.
Yummy.
But then we had a vegan option too and then other donuts. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, it was not easy,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, damn it, I'm getting a vegan magazine.
Yeah.
Damn it. I'm just kidding. So I want to ask you one last thing before
mm-hmm.
we get into our segment
mm-hmm.
because, you know, when I think of you, I think glasses, bobbed cutie, and a vintage dress with a red lip.
Yeah.
What's your signature red lip?
I'm so happy you asked. It's been my signature since I was 15 years old. Like, I found the color and
oh
locked
my
in.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's MAC Russian Red.
You know, there's a few of the MAC colors that are like everyone has,
mm-hmm.
like Ruby Woo.
Yeah, tried Ruby Woo. It's a little too matte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there you go. There it is.
But I will say also, so yeah, MAC Russian Red, and I just found out, and you probably already know this, but I just found out about MAC's recycling program where you bring in old tubes and you have to get up to six. I never collect up to six, so I just buy a new one. But you're supposed to get like a free mm-hmm. tube of lipstick when you do that. But I've used MAC Russian Red, yeah, since I was 15. I've gone up to camp with it in high altitude. It's been, I don't need chapstick. I can just wear that. Like, it stays on
it's a tube,
all day.
Right?
It's a tube,
regular
yeah.
tube, yeah.
But I love it. I recommend it to everybody.
You know, I think all companies need to have that recycling program.
Yeah.
Like, H&M has it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like if you bring in six shirts, you get one free or something.
Whoa, really?
Well, they're
amazing.
One of the biggest, you know, assailants to the fast fashion thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because think about, we're about to get into it. All those damn little plastic tubes and metal tubes.
I
it's
know.
Like, what are we doing here, man?
I know.
I wish everybody had that program.
Yeah. Do you also know about ThredUp? We talked about this.
I mean, I sort of know about it, but I'd love to hear more.
It's going to ruin your life.
Yeah.
It's an online consignment shop. So it's sort of like Buffalo Exchange, but online. And you can get like, you know, top dollar design stuff, looks good, like, and it'll
shoes.
Tell you how much it, yeah, shoes,
yeah.
tell you how much it retails for, and then you get it for, like, a J. Crew skirt that's, like new for $10.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah,
and then also,
it's,
yeah, yeah, I know, it, like, kind of ruined my life for 2 weeks, because I was just, like, obsessively checking all the time, but they also, if you want to sell them stuff, they can send you a shipping bag, and you just put stuff in, and then you get, like, store credit, and it's pretty
that's
cool.
That's pretty cool. I really, you know, that's a whole other
animal
is the
thing.
Fashion and recycling. I mean, if you consider yourself a green person, you want to be greener in life, stop buying clothes.
I know.
Just buy used clothes. I mean,
because
that's recycling is the most green thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I bought a used car, baby.
Have clothing exchanges. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to talk about
ooh.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah. So let's get into it. So Julia came up to me and she was like, I have tried a bunch of beauty subscription boxes. I got lots to say. I said, I get this a lot. There's a lot of threads on this on the Natribute Facebook. Mm-hmm. So let's talk boxes, baby. Let's get into it. There's so many damn subscriptions and not just beauty boxes. I'm talking, there are like
snacks.
Snacks.
Style.
Fitness.
Yeah.
Puzzles.
Yeah.
Listen to this. My husband gets one called Hunt a Killer.
What is that?
Hunt a Killer.
That's amazing.
Basically, he loves escape rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what an escape room is...
Lucky you.
Yes,
exactly. You don't live in a metropolitan city.
So, basically, they send you every month, like, a little dossier, like a serial killer case, and you, like, solve the crime.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know. I got the mail today. We keep our finances separate. Some marriages are different. So, I don't know what he's buying, but a little box showed up on the door, and I was like, what is this? He's like, oh, it's my Hunt a Killer. I'm like, what the fuck is a Hunt? I mean, you know, I get me a Birch Box, but you get you a Hunt a Killer.
Amazing.
I'm telling you, there are boxes. There's so many damn boxes.
There are so many damn boxes. There's a website called, I think, mysubscriptionaddiction.com. Are you on that?
Oh, honey, I found it doing this. It's called mysubscriptionaddiction.com.
When I was like freelancing hard as a writer, I hit them up and was like, y'all need any people to review subscription boxes for free? I mean, I've got away with words, and they politely told me to fuck off.
Her name's Liz. It says she subscribes to 100 boxes a month.
That's crazy.
And so, yeah, this is a full detailed report on every box every month. She posts how many products you get, which one are full size, which ones are samples, how much, each review of each product. It's insane. And it's very helpful.
It is very helpful. And there's a network of people on her site where you can trade. Well, you can review, but if you don't like a certain item in your box, then you can trade it for somebody else's item.
So
I haven't dipped into that yet, but that's like some fucking black market shit.
Yeah, man. But anyway, I just want to say I did a lot of this research and then found that site. So I definitely supplemented my research with your stuff, Liz, but mysubscriptionaddiction.com, I just want to say I see you, and you know what, I appreciate your art, quite frankly.
I do as well. I mean, I will go a deep dive into that website just to see if I want to, you know, shake up my subscriptions.
Yeah.
Cancel one, start another. What else is out there? There's a new one every month.
I'm telling you, there's a Nickelodeon box.
There is?
Yeah. And it's bi-monthly, but it's $40 and it comes with like SNICK stuff.
Amazing.
Or like Nicktoons, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, every damn thing you can think of, there's a damn box.
And then do you know about CrateJoy?
I mean, I've heard that.
It's a company that helps you make your own subscription.
Oh my
box
God, I can't.
So that you can
this
be
is getting out
a
of
businesswoman.
Control.
I know.
This is getting, but for all intents and purposes, so we don't lose our damn minds, the ones that we're going to be discussing are beauty subscription boxes. Mm-hmm. They're not lifestyle. They're not fitness and fashion. Because I had a list because I just went down the threads in the Natribute page, and every time somebody would mention one, I'd put it in a little document. And I'd research it, and I was like, I gotta cut this down. We're gonna be here all damn night.
I know.
Natribute is a 1-hour podcast. I don't have enough time. So we're just gonna do beauty, and we're primarily gonna discuss the big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
big dogs in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
The big three would be Ipsy.
Yeah.
Birchbox and Sephora Play.
Yeah.
Which I know you've said you've used all three.
Yeah.
So let's take a dive, baby. Which one should we try first?
Probably the first one that I ever tried, which is Birchbox.
Okay, let's do that. I also have done Birchbox.
People's first one.
Yes, I think they might have started it.
Maybe.
Question mark.
Or they were the one that like kind of led the pack.
Yes, they're the ones I knew about first. And I said, $10 a month,
box of free or box of shit. Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of Nadspute listeners, especially the old school 200 that came from my Snapchat, y'all know I love getting the mail.
Yeah.
I mean, there is nothing more satisfying to me than getting the mail. Mm-hmm. I get it every day. It's a ritual.
I know which days my new boxes are coming, and I measure time by that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a present, and I love opening mail. I love going to the mailbox. Yeah. I love seeing my gift to myself.
Yeah.
So I think it's a genius idea.
Mm-hmm.
So Birchbox.
Yeah, Birchbox. So I haven't been a member of it for a little while, but I remember I got it at a time when I was living with an ex-boyfriend, and he got the Birchbox Mail one.
Ooh.
Which is actually $20 a month.
I have that Birchbox Man.
Yeah.
So Birchbox is $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
It is hair, skin care, and makeup. 5-ish items.
Yeah.
Sample sized.
Mm-hmm.
And around an average $40 of value.
It's what they say.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
So what were your general, how long did you do Birchbox? And what are your like general feelings towards
it? I feel like I did it for about 6 to 8 months,
mm-hmm.
which I feel like is like a good college try.
Yep.
Of like getting into it.
Yep.
And I canceled it because, well, you know, what I wanted was more makeup stuff.
Yes.
And at the time, there wasn't a ton of makeup subscription boxes. So it would just be too few and far between. And then the makeup stuff would always be, it wouldn't even be skincare. It would actually be like hair treatment stuff, which is just not what I need all the time.
A lot of people said the damn dry shampoo. It's
yeah.
like, how many months are they going to give me a dry shampoo?
You know what? I actually don't hate the dry shampoo as a working yeah. lady on the go.
I don't either. I really enjoyed it. I did a year mm-hmm. because it was like, if you buy 12, you get one free or whatever.
Right, right,
so
yeah.
So I bought a whole year, and about 3 or 4 months in, I was ready for it to stop.
Yeah.
They're just, the variety isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
I was also, I don't like samples, baby. I want full size.
Yeah, me too.
I have 50 bottles of these little plastic shitty things all over my counter,
yeah.
and I don't even use them.
I had to buy little storage, like little pencil holder
yeah.
storage things just to hold my samples.
I'm telling you, because you're like, oh, they'll be great when I travel, but you get 10 more of them the next month.
I know.
I'm never going to travel that damn much for
yeah.
50 fucking samples taking over my life. It's
yeah.
not cute.
Also, like a lot of the samples that they would give wouldn't even be containers. It would be sort of like these little envelopes that you would almost get out of a magazine. You know, it'd be like the shampoo envelopes.
I'm telling
like,
you.
No one, people appreciate it for one time.
Right.
No one's like going back to the little envelope of a shampoo
no.
and squirting it out. It's just a sad feeling to be in your shower and to
like
do
squeezing
that.
Squeezing the little envelope.
It just makes you feel like you haven't lived a life
and
worth
living.
And you
want living. Luxury. That's
want
why
luxury.
You get the box in the mail. It's like
yeah.
a moment that you're getting your little present.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I try. They have the thing. I remember I emailed them and I said, I don't want any perfume.
It's, yeah.
You fill out a thing that says, what do you like? I said, I don't like nail polish
mm-hmm.
and I don't like perfume. Because at this point, I had already had 7 months of getting a fucking perfume
yeah.
and a nail polish every month. And they wrote back and go, well, fill out your questionnaire and put that you don't want it. I go, it already says I didn't want it, but I keep getting them every month.
Right.
Like, they were kind of, like, annoying and rude about it. One time, my shampoo was exploded, and they didn't even care. They didn't even, like, and, you know, listen, I'm not,
yeah.
not mean to dog the whole company. I'm just saying, I think it depends on where you're at in your life and your regimen and your kit, like, what you're trying to accomplish. For me, if you want to try new shit, everyone, good, but mama's trying to fill up with some products that she's
yeah.
going to actually use, and
yeah.
the samples are just not conducive to my lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so that's why I stopped Birchbox, and you actually inspired me. I think we talked about this at a clothing exchange. But you inspired me. I didn't know that we could reach out to customer care and be like, none of this, please.
Yes.
And so I reached out to Ipsy and was like, I don't want any more lip gloss.
Yeah.
And I don't want any more perfume. And I think I said a third thing and they were like, you could only say no more to two items. Or they like had a weird rule about it.
I'm telling you, this is a thing. I think in general, don't sign up for a year.
Yeah.
I think because if you do them a couple months, 3, 4, 6, then you probably be good.
Yeah.
Because these sample ones are just, for me, what I'm looking for in my life, they don't fit me. Mm-hmm. Let's segue into Ipsy since you brought up Ipsy. I've never used Ipsy, but it's a very popular one.
Mm-hmm.
Ipsy is 5 deluxe sample or full-size beauty goodies, including makeup, skincare, hair care, and nail care, packaged in a stylish makeup bag, $10 a month, U.S. free shipping, additional to Canada, around $40 of value. So very similar to, to Birchbox, except you get a makeup bag.
You get a makeup bag. And I feel like that, I mean, it must cost him like 2 cents to make that makeup bag. But I feel like it's just such a kind little, like, we care about you kind of way, like, you know, use this. And it's also like good advertising for them because everyone says Ipsy. But my husband's an animator, and so he has, you know, like, constantly pens and hard drives and other things. So he'll use like my old Ipsy little makeup bags for that. But I love it too because, you know, I can't tell you the amount of times I've like been on the go and like had to do makeup quickly in my car. And so I'll just have a little makeup bag with like the essential stuff. And so
you
I feel like I always need it. Yeah.
But I argue, do you need that many fucking makeup bags?
You don't.
I mean, that to me is insane.
It is insane. It
I
is.
Have so many already. Like, I always say I'm going to be buried like a pharaoh someday with all my gift purchase makeup bags strewn down my body. But like, motherfucker, you get one every month.
I know.
What the fuck you need 12 makeup bags for?
I mean, I say this, but I currently have a drawer in my bathroom filled with excess makeup bags.
I'm telling you, what kind of life are we living? There are children starving all over the damn world, and we're getting a makeup bag every month in the damn mail? I'm telling you.
I've found them. I've put medicine in them. I've put other items in them.
I think, Ipsy, I think you got to calm down. I think, like, can you make it every 3 months.
About. Right.
I don't know. It seems, I don't think anybody needs a makeup bag every month.
Right.
I don't think you do. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people on the page, I've never used it. How do you feel they listen to you any better than Birchbox does? Because I got a lot of complaints saying, like, they don't listen to your quiz results.
Right, right. Well, so I had a thing for a little while with Ipsy where they have it where you, like, earn points to, like, get other samples, which is something that I think Sephora does as well. But you earn more points when you review the items in your Ipsy glam bag, as they call it. And a feature, like, it's automatically, when you do your reviews, without you clicking on it, it'll just automatically post to your social media, like Twitter, Facebook.
Oh, no.
So I know. So for the longest time, I had no idea that that was happening. And so I would check my Twitter feed and it would be like just me, not even saying anything, but just like posting Ipsy, like, you know, just
like
here's a link to Ipsy.
Advertising for them.
And so, A, it was a boring tweet because it was a non-tweet. And B, how dare they? So I hit them up and I was like, why is this happening? I feel like you guys are using
I
feel violated. I think I even used that word. And they said, oh, well, you know, when you do your review, there's a little tab at the bottom that says that you're going to be posting this to your social media.
It's and we
so
conveniently
stupid.
Hit it. So
I know.
Now you let it say it.
But it's so stupid. Like, who would want to do that?
Nobody
would want to do
no.
that. So I had to click it off. Now I've clicked it off every time and it doesn't do it anymore. But it would just felt like so
shiesty.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't like it at all.
No, sir. I don't like it.
Well, I actually, my relationship with Ipsy, I was on Ipsy without a break for like a year and a half, maybe.
So you got 17 makeup bags?
I got so many makeup bags. And then I took a break because I was like just bored with their assortment. And then my sister started up and I started seeing what she got and like, I started again. So now I'm back on.
Wow. So
but the fact that there was a break.
For days.
I did,
We got to donate them or something.
We should.
Yeah. I mean, when I heard that, I was just like, why would you need that many damn makeup? Because I already have like 50 just from my own life.
Yeah.
Personal
And they're
life.
All like similarly sized too. They're not very big. So it's like, I don't have a large catch-all makeup bag. I have like 7 tiny ones when I travel. You've got a good point.
I mean, I just feel like, get rid of the bag and throw me another sample or something. I don't know. It's just, that was really off-putting.
20 cents.
Yeah, just save me 20 cents. Venmo me a dime.
Yeah.
Okay? This is embarrassing for everybody.
Yeah. What I will say, one more thing about Ipsy, as far as like, so you have to take the profile beauty quiz for all these different places. The place where I feel like they're not paying attention to me the most is that every single lip color I've gotten from them has been not my color at all in a way that I'm like, woo. Like, it's, yeah. I do a lot of bright colors for my lips. I'll do red, I'll do like a bright pink, and that's what I put out on my thing. And I just get brown, brown, brown every time. And I'm just like,
why are they sending you to Brown Town?
I don't know.
Get her out of Brown Town, Ipsy.
Get me out of Brown Town.
Browns are hard.
They're hard.
They're hard. I've been trying to crack them myself.
I mean, it's coming back.
It's a very trendy color. The 90s look is back, but the browns are just. When you're pale, it's hard.
It's hard. I've even tried like the goth looks back.
Yep.
I've like gone into Sephora and been like, Kat Von D, what do you got for me?
Yep.
Let's try this black. And it just doesn't work.
Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes it's not supposed to look good.
Yeah.
Like that's the point is like the anti-pretty.
I know.
But I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I'm trying still. I'm still experimenting with colors.
Mm-hmm.
I keep buying fucking mauve lipstick. Like, everything I own is mauve.
Yeah. I just bought that Kat Von D orange liquid lipstick.
Ooh.
And I haven't really tried it yet, but it's like, it's staring back at me when I go in the bathroom. I'm like,
hello.
I'm like, is this the day when I go to work? Am I going to be this girl?
So would you say the difference between Ipsy and Birchbox, again, about the same value, the same price every month. This says deluxe or full-sized.
Right.
But I didn't see any full-sized ones in the review I saw. Is it, you get a makeup bag, but are there any differences between this and Birchbox? Is it same kind of brands? Or
It's kind of different brands. From what I remember, like, Ipsy will go toward like brands like NYX or you know, stuff like that.
So drugstore.
Drugstore, a little bit drugstore. They do have full size. I remember getting some like full size lipsticks and mascara. So that's going to be, I think, the big difference.
Okay.
And they try to theme it out. They always theme it out. Like, it's summer, girl. Like, here's your bronzer.
Summer loving.
Ooh,
summer
New Year's
loving
Eve.
Box.
Ooh, pop it off. Like, they love doing, like, this is what you're going to wear when you, like, make out with somebody after four beers on New Year's Eve. Like, just take this eyeliner and shove it.
I mean, I'm a sucker for a good theme. So that won me over
some
points.
Like that, too.
So let's talk about Sephora Play. Everybody on the Natchbute page was just saying how great they love Sephora Play. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah.
So I'll just read the stats. It's $10 a month, 6 products, skincare, name brand / luxury brands, deluxe samples, so not the little pouches, one step up from the little pouches. So yeah, I know you said you've used it.
Yeah, yeah. I actually, I will say that it is slightly stronger than Ipsy, but I just recently stopped my subscription for it because, and I wouldn't fault Sephora too much for that. I think it just like, I reached the end of what I needed from it.
Yeah.
But they do, since it is Sephora, you'll get samples for Urban Decay.
Yeah.
And you'll get, I think it's called Hikari. Or something. It's this cream-based eyeshadow that I got from a Sephora box that quickly I was like, this is my favorite eyeshadow.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard. I really love like high pigment eyeshadows.
Yep.
And I love gold too, just in like my coloring. I feel like that works especially with the red lipstick. So I immediately, like, this is the first time that's happened where I've gotten a sample and gone to that company's website and just bought, you know, a couple and was like, let's just stock up on this shit.
It worked.
It worked. But then also to address your whole no more like Ipsy, calm down with the makeup bags. Sephora Play comes in a little cloth bag that you can just like recycle and whatever. But then what I really like about what they do is they'll give you two things, like a little fold out map of what each product means and how to apply it.
That's fun.
And then also they have what looks like a little gift card, but it's not. It's just a Sephora Play card. And you're supposed to take it to a Sephora and like go up to one of the employees and say, like, can you help me? Can you take like whatever items that came in my Sephora Play box and help me like figure out how to apply them?
Ooh.
So that allegedly, presumably should work. But I tried it once and one of the employees was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh.
So that could have just been her.
Ooh. I mean, I think the Sephora employees are hit or miss.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, listen, I'm not going to say anything bad about them. We're all trying to make a damn dollar.
Yeah.
But when Dre was on my podcast, she said, some of them are in training and learning and some know more than others.
And some of them are like professional makeup artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
because I've been done dirty before.
Yeah.
I've been done dirty by some girls.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just didn't know what they're talking about. And I get it. When somebody asks you a question, you don't want to say, I don't know the answer. So
yeah.
You just go, this.
Especially when you're working in customer service, like in a mall, you know, I've been there too, where I'm just like, sure.
Yeah.
But then of course, like when you're dealing with somebody else's face, it's a kind of different thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so much in Sephora. It can be a really overwhelming place.
Mm-hmm.
I have a life hack for everybody.
Mm.
So speaking of, we talked earlier about the little pouchies. So when you get a sample that's in one of those little pouches, a little like envelope, as you called it.
Yeah.
If you poke a tiny hole in it with a safety pin, you can squeeze out tiny amounts of the product and it won't dry out the rest of
cool.
the pouch. So you can, if it's like an expensive eye cream, you know, especially if you use it to travel, it won't squeeze out all over the place.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So same with the shampoos. If you rip the top open, like you said, you're in the shower, like trying to get the remnants out, poke a tiny hole in it.
That's good.
And you can use it for like a week.
Ooh.
Especially if it's like a fancy eye cream. I was at the med spa at one point doing one of my many laser treatments that didn't work. That's another episode. And the guy at the front desk, he actually gave me a sample of this eye cream that's made from baby penises, circumcised at birth.
What the fuck?
So it's like, has human growth hormone in it.
Yeah.
Which I'm vegan, listen. But this was a few years ago, and I was like, color me intrigued. I'll take a sample.
Yeah.
And so he was like, poke a hole in it with a safety pin. Get all of the baby dick out before you throw this out. It's like $180. And I was like, yeah, baby.
Crazy.
So I think that's a good life hack. I've been doing that with every little tiny pouchy sample I get.
Yeah.
Save your money, honey.
Oh, my God.
Poke a hole. Get the baby dick cream out.
Have you heard of a vampire facial?
Yes.
I think I know what
Oh, it's your own blood.
I think it's your own
blood.
They
suck your blood out.
Yeah.
Shake out the platelets.
Yeah.
And then put it back on your face.
Yeah.
We should do a whole episode on crazy facials.
Have
you ever heard of the geisha facial?
No, what is that?
Bird poop! You
have
fucking bird poop on your damn face. And women in New York are doing it, and it's super expensive. And
but
that's quite frankly disgusting.
But it's always like something batshit that is untested, unfounded, but people will pay top dollar for it.
I'm telling you. I mean, I would do one just for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd bring Steven in there with me and make him record the whole
thing. I want to be there too.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's pretty crazy. So, have you heard of BoxyCharm?
No, what is that?
So, this is another one that a lot of girls were talking about on the group. BoxyCharm is $21 a month, so we're getting a little steep there.
Yeah.
Double the price of the other three big dogs. I guess a lot of the beauty YouTube influencers do BoxyCharm, and then they'll do like BoxyCharm unboxing videos, you know? So, but the value inside is over $100.
Ooh.
And it's 5 to 6 beauty items, at least 4 are full-sized. So, you know, like I said, I think it depends on your personal needs. I think a few years ago, I threw everything out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, makeup expires. I've been using like the same lipstick for 7 years. I threw everything out and I started over. And that was a really fun way for the Birchbox to come in and let me try new things and stay up on the trends and, you know, whatever. This would be a good thing for a person like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to re-up your whole system, BoxyCharm. It's free Canadian shipping, which is exciting. So far, I think all the ones I've named don't ship anywhere else. As we know, there's a lot of international people listening all around the world.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, this is about USA, USA. But there are some non-USA things I'm going to discuss at some point. So the thing about BoxyCharm is the brands, they range from like, they say emerging to established. And a lot of the people on the Nashbute page said that it's mostly like online or indie brands.
Mm-hmm.
Which I quite frankly enjoy.
Yeah.
Because that
shake up that industry. That
means
industry
they don't kiss
is
on
so
animals.
Hard. Yeah.
Some brushes come, which I think
Ooh.
Is super fun.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to have enough brushes, quite frankly, because they get dirty. If I'm in a hurry, I'm like, this one's crusty and disgusting. I reach for another one. So bring on the brushes, baby.
That's another good thing about Ipsy. I think Ipsy especially, they'll give you a ton of brushes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's fun, especially for another, you know, if you're building up your kit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So that's the deal with BoxyCharm. Oh, it says, sorry, additional $5 shipping to Canada. Sorry, Canada. You gotta pay extra. So BoxyCharm sounds fun, but again, that's 21 a month.
Yeah.
That's, you know, double.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, I would rather, I think, do two $10 subscriptions than one $21. Yeah.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, just to mix and match.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, though, I can't deal with the samples anymore. There's too many little plastic bottles everywhere. When you start thinking about the waste,
right,
you lose your damn mind. And that's another thing I meant to say at the top of the show. I'm getting lots of emails about, I've gone cruelty-free because of Natch Butte. I'm doing more research. I love that. Slowly, I'm going to start seeping in, like, my personal neuroses to everyone. I hate single-use plastic. It stresses me out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, do I buy things that have plastic? Yes, I'm not a fucking psycho. I have to live my damn life.
Mm-hmm.
But I cut it out where I can. So everyone listening, if you get a bottle of water every day at lunch, buy a fucking Swell.
Yeah.
Buy a Swell, buy a beaker bottle, buy a metal tin bottle at Target. I don't give a fuck. Stop drinking out of plastic water bottles.
Yeah.
Let me tell you where the plastic water bottles end up. The damn ocean. You know what else ends up in the damn ocean? Your fucking Sephora Play samples, okay? The garbage patch floating and killing all the damn dolphins because they're chewing on my damn Ipsy samples, okay? It's stressing me out. So I'm just saying, be more mindful of your waste. That's all I'm saying. Be more mindful of your waste. Try to cut it where you can. I think plastic bottles are the biggest fucking waste. Bring your bottle with you. Just become an adult. One more thing you gotta watch. Get the bottle, fill it up, and carry it with you.
I love it.
That's it. I've started, not to take it out on Ipsy.
No, it's fine. I've actually started using an insulated water bottle to get coffee, like going to Starbucks, and you get a little bit of discount.
I think that's great. I would love, I was doing that for a long time. I don't drink coffee anymore, but I was doing that because it just drives you insane. Once you notice it, you're like, oh, if we all cut back a little, you know what I mean? I think it'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about one more random one that people are, you know, everybody's loving the face mask, the sheet masks.
Yeah.
Everybody loves a sheet mask. There's this one called Facetory. Hmm. It's a Korean face mask box.
Ooh.
And it's based here in the LA-ish area. And they have two different programs. There's a 4-mask or a 7-mask per month. The 4-mask is $5.95. And the 7-mask is $15.95 for 7. They're very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all the fun Korean brands. There's lots of variety. I haven't used them. They looked really adorable. Oh, they have a men box full of men Korean skincare.
Ooh.
That's $24.95, which looked really cute. I was like, mm-hmm. What a fun gift for a boy.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know about this company. Just people were talking about it on the Natch Butte page. If you subscribe, just tell them Natch Butte sent you. That runs for everybody. I'm just trying to get the brands to know that your girl's out here, okay? In the box where they say, how did you find out? Say, Natch Butte, baby.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get people to know. That sounded exciting to me.
Yeah, no, that's exciting to me, too. And sometimes you'll get those masks in, I think, Sephora. No, I think Ipsy actually does it more. But it's always a nice little bonus. It, like, comes outside of your, you know, little makeup pouch. And then that's just, like, a fun... Like, you sit down, you watch The Amazing Race.
And you put on the mask.
You put on the mask. And it just feels, it's always like, it makes your skin feel like dew and just like, you know,
and
some
moisturizer.
And I think
it'd be a great gift.
Mm-hmm.
Like, send your friend for her birthday the gift of the face mask box. I'm like, what a fun thing to get in the mail.
We just went for a honeymoon. We went to Tokyo, and they love their face masks over there. So we got lost a couple times just, like, going through, you know, drugstores and, like, wall to wall. Like, but they have, like, characters. Like, Lazy Egg Gudetama character from Sanrio. Like, we were like, oh, which one?
That would be my dream.
Yeah, I wasted so much time.
I would check a bag just to bring back makeup
Mm-hmm.
Another box that I've hearing about is Petite Vore.
Hmm.
You heard of this?
No.
So it's a cruelty-free monthly delivery prescription box. It's cruelty-free beauty products handpicked from businesses that align quality with progressive standards. You'll receive beauty and grooming samples brands that don't test on animals. They're monthly boxes. They're $15 for the U.S., $35 to Canada. They also ship to the U.K. and Australia. And you get about $35-ish worth of product. So not necessarily like the biggest deal in town.
Right.
But that's another thing with me is like, I can't, I can't do the Birchbox anymore, and I can't do the Sephora anymore.
Gotta mix it up.
There's just too many companies I don't want to support.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, here's what I mean, too, about, like, instead of doing a $21 one, doing two tens, I just love seeing what other subscription boxes are doing. And, mm-hmm. like, you know, because Ipsy has their moves. They have their brands.
Yep.
It's like I feel like I get into a rhythm with them. So I just want to branch out and discover new things, which is the whole reason why you do the subscription,
yeah.
subscription boxes in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of Lip Monthly?
I haven't. I think people were talking about that.
I tried that one a couple times. They have a good deal where, like, you know, you can try them out for $5 and that's like the cost of your first bag, or like $5.95 or something.
So how much do you get? What's the deal with that one?
You're supposed to get like 4 to 5 whole size.
Of lipsticks?
Of lipsticks.
Liquid or solid?
It's a mixture every
okay.
time. So I've
okay.
done it twice and I've gotten like a lip crayon. You know, like a lip stain, a lipstick, and a lip gloss. So they'll never, I don't think they'll ever give you just like 5 lipsticks.
Right.
It'll always be like a variety. And then the first one I got was really good, but the second one, it was like all shades of red, which I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second one was a little bit more like, I can't do lip glosses and I can't do like, you know, muted colors. So that's what it was. And I was like,
I would
never
love
mind.
To see you in a nude lip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just for my own fun.
Just for you. I'll
yeah,
do it.
Just for me. So we see each other on the like cute, like cool vintage girl clothing swap
yeah.
bracket that is going on in LA.
The circuit.
So I wanted to bring that up. And it's mm-hmm. funny that you did already. If you get stuff in your subscription boxes that you either don't even bother wearing because it's just not your color, or like mm-hmm. you were talking about to me, you're not a gloss gal. I'm not either.
Yeah.
So you get like glosses and they're just sitting there. When you throw a clothing swap.
Yeah.
Throw a clothing swap. Bring the babes mm-hmm. over. Everybody gets new clothes. And you can swap products,
yeah.
makeup, skincare, things you never opened, things you use one time.
I'm all about that. And I think I've actually brought excess beauty products to clothing swaps. But most often, so I mentioned Riley Silverman mm-hmm. earlier, I'll just give a lot of excess makeup to Riley.
Yeah.
And I've told her, I'm like, if this is what you want, like, we can make this pact. Like, I can just have it be this direct line. And so far, she appreciates it. But then other people that just come over to my house, like, I co-host my podcast with Allie Gertz.
Yeah.
And, you know, and her colors and her skin tone are different than mine. So she, I think, looks really good in the brown stuff. So I'll give her all my stuff for that. So it's become kind of like, sometimes I feel like an old grandma giving like,
yep.
you know, her grandkids, you know, like a scarf before they leave or other
yep.
treats. But I find myself in that position a lot where I'm like, before you go, take some of these fragrances, please.
Yeah.
And 17,
you like gardenia?
Yeah, 17 makeup bags to
yeah,
house them
seriously.
In.
Have a fragrance and a makeup bag to boot.
Oh, and a cookie. Just leave with a cookie.
Yes, eat something.
Yeah.
Eat something.
But
you
the
look
fragrance
famished.
Thing, too, it's so... I mean, I understand why fragrance samples exist, but it's so dependent on your body chemistry.
Right.
So it's just a lose-lose most of the time.
I just don't need that many.
Yeah.
I don't. I've
and they're
gotten,
always so strong.
I don't like perfume anymore.
Yeah.
When I was in middle school, I rocked my Tommy Girl
mm-hmm.
and I rocked my Clinique Happy.
I was rocking
of
Clinique
Happy. Of course you
happy.
Were, baby. They marketed
Light
that to
and
us so
floral.
Strong.
Yeah, they did.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy.
I know.
Remember the commercials? I mean,
yeah, and it was like in every issue of Teen Vogue.
Every,
yeah.
Oh, man. You know how we were with the teen magazines. I
yeah.
mean, I bought everything.
Mm-hmm.
I rocked that for a long time. And, you know, I've gone back and forth through other, I just, you know what? You get Jackie J, you get her natural smell.
Yeah.
I put on perfume for special occasions. I don't wear it that much anymore. I don't need a sample
mm-hmm.
every month. And that's
right.
another thing. You get a subscription box, but don't forget, I also have like an insane like buying addiction in general. So I go to Sephora all the time and I buy online. They send you samples.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't need Sephora Play.
You're
I
right.
live Sephora Play. Sephora Play is my life.
You're right.
Okay? Every time you buy from Sephora, you get 3 damn samples. I don't mm-hmm. need any more.
Yeah.
And they're always perfume.
Mm-hmm.
They're, it's, you know, enough.
I will say one thing about Sephora, when it's your birthday, like the birthday gift they give you, that's good
shit. I mean, no, they got me hard with the points.
They got me hard too.
I save up my points and I cash them in.
Cash them in for like a NARS.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Or like a Too Faced little tiny like bronzer palette duo or something. I'm like, girl, I'm almost there.
Hi, everybody. Natch Beauty is sponsored by Lola, a modern approach to feminine care. We all know how much I love Lola. I mean, I talk about it all the time. Lola is great. It's a feminine hygiene product that is 100% natural and 100% easy to feel good about because Lola uses 100% organic cotton. So we're only putting good organic cotton in our bodies and using it when we need it. Why do I like Lola? Let me tell you. Because you pick your products. You choose from organic cotton tampons. They're available with or without a plastic applicator. If you want a plastic applicator, it's BPA-free. If you don't, explore your body. I don't think you need it. Your finger is God's applicator, baby. You pick your products, you pick your assortment, you pick how many you want. You get a box of 18 tampons, you make the perfect mix for you, for your body, for your needs, okay? Go to any drugstore in town and nobody's gonna have that, but Lola does. You pick the quantity, you pick how many boxes you'd like delivered to your door, and you pick the frequency. You can cancel, skip an order, modify your subscription anytime you want. You're never gonna run out. It's beautiful. You're never gonna be scrambling. You're never gonna be quietly, discreetly asking the girl next to you if you could borrow one of her tamps. Lola has got you covered, baby. And not only does Lola got you covered, but your girl Jackie J has you covered, okay? Because if you go to mylola.com and enter Butte when you subscribe, you're going to get 60% off your first order. 60%. That's over half. Good luck finding that deal anywhere else, honey. Lola Tampon has got you. And I highly recommend you check it out. A lot of you have been digging your Lola. I'm getting a lot of snaps about it. And I love that because we all should stop using non-organic cotton in our tampons. Lola is behind the message. I support it as well. I think you're going to love it. Check out mylola.com now and enter Butte at checkout, B-E-A-U-T, for 60% off your order. Lola, baby.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Jackie J. Do you smell that? That's the fall. The fall is here. And I like to look cute during the fall. And my favorite look in the fall, ooh-wee! Let me tell you what it is. It's a great, perfectly fitting pair of jeans with a crisp tee tucked in, honey. And I get all my jeans from Distilled. Let me tell you all about Distilled, okay? They offer luxury-grade denim at an affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Distilled has starting at just $75. And how do they achieve such wizardry in the garment industry? They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and washhouses as the best-known brands and designers, while skipping the markups and the middleman. And the result is pure, unadulterated denim without that retail runaround. You just got to go to distilled.com, that is DSTLD.com, and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. And they guarantee the fit. They'll ship them to you for free, and they'll give you free returns until you find that perfect pair. Distilled has been in Forbes, Time, TechCrunch, and denim-clad celebrities have been rocking them in GQ and Vogue. And another celebrity you might know, me, your girl Jackie J, is rocking them on her Instagram. So maybe go check that out. Yes, I'm not a celebrity. I was trying to be funny. Distilled is the only place in the U.S. where you can get this quality denim for this price point. That is a bold statement, and Distilled stands behind it. You can also, like I said, they got outerwear, they got jackets, and ooh, your girl Jackie J loves a good tee, and they got all the tees. You can go for days on these tees, and they got all the classic colors. I personally like a white V-neck. They got them all, honey. You got to check them out. And they use the same principles of high-grade materials at low-end costs. So you got to check it out, okay? Distilled is your answer to elevated style without elevated prices. You know, I'm always about finding those American-made companies, fairly made. And you're going to love Distilled, okay? Just like Taylor Swift, just like apple pie, Distilled is all American. And you're going to be looking real cute. They have all the styles you want. They have all the colors you want. I think what you should do is get a tee, tuck it into your jeans, cuff them at the bottom, and put a cute bow with it, okay? Then throw a knit on or a jacket, maybe a beanie if you're feeling wild. You're going to be looking cute for the fall, just like me. Don't forget, yes, I will give you a discount. I'm not just talking, smacking my gums here, okay? So go to distill.com right now, and you're going to use the promo code FERAL, F-E-R-A-L, at checkout. That's going to give you 20% off your first order, so that's pretty hard to beat, honey, okay? Go to DSTLD.com, distill.com, and use the promo code FERAL, F-E-R-A-L, at checkout to get that 20% sweet, sweet discount. We're all going to be looking cute now, thanks to Distilled, distill.com.
The last box I'm going to talk to y'all about is one that I just started getting because a listener tagged me on Instagram. And because I have a spending problem, and it's a write-off at this point, honey.
It is.
It's a write-off for you, girl.
Good job.
You know I'm always on the hunt for the new shit for y'all. This is actually considered a lifestyle box.
Mm.
So I know I said we're only doing beauty boxes.
Right.
It's called Love Goodly.
Okay.
And it's an eco lifestyle box. So these are products that are stylish, cruelty-free, natural, and eco-friendly. And by eco-friendly, I mean they ain't fucking around with that plastic.
Yeah.
It's recycled paper. The packaging on everything is eco-friendly. I'm like, no dolphin's going to be choking on my Benefit primer sample.
No.
You know, that ain't on my back. So I love that. Every box has a value of different, read different things, like $80, $89, $60 plus. Like, basically, you get some nice shit.
Mm-hmm.
Natural eco products. And here's the one thing, like, you know, we, as women, I've been selling a lot of lipstick. People have been buying the cat suit, okay? We like to take care of our damn selves, but we can give back a little and still be selfish.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. Each sale of the box supports a cause every month.
Cool.
They donate the proceeds to a different... And I'm like, this is a write-off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm donating to the animals.
That's amazing.
And I'm getting me a new lip. So I was like, Love Goodly, I see you. So here's the deal with them. They're bi-monthly. So every other month, which again, yes, we don't need all this shit piling up around us.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like... It solves my problem for me. It's like, I don't need seven samples a damn month, but seven every other month, I see you. I'm like, okay, I can get on board with that. But they're not samples. So I'll tell you this, it's $30,
mm-hmm.
but it's bi-monthly.
Right.
So technically...
Hey, 15 a month.
15 a month budget. But you're not just getting makeup. You'll get a toothbrush. Like a wooden toothbrush.
Oh, nice.
Toothbrushes are all ending up in the damn, you know, garbage heap.
Yeah.
Toothbrushes are in the landfills. We don't think about that, but they are. You get maybe some vegan cookies.
Ooh.
Maybe a bottle of supplements. I just got in my new box, like a beautiful little bottle of like hair and nail pills, which as we know, you know, it's hard to get vegan supplements because the gelatin.
You gotta take those anyway.
Yeah. So maybe a natural deodorant, some tea. A necklace, candles, makeup, oils, you know those little patches for under your eyes?
Yeah, I do.
Those were in there.
Amazing.
Full-size premium products or a deluxe sample. They ain't fucking with the pouches. And I'm not being paid. I just wanted to know. They're not paying me.
I
just really like what I've been getting. And it's not just makeup. So if you're like, if you're at the point where, like me, you're buried in makeup, mm-hmm. you have hordes of it, hordes of skincare, it's a nice break. It's only every other month. You also might get a little pretty hair twisty.
Oh, cool.
Or some tea.
I like surprise of what's to expect.
But it's also all good companies.
Yeah.
None of these companies have drama. There's a lot of drama in the makeup world, as we all know, if you're, you know, into the YouTube world. You don't know if you should be supporting these people, these companies. They lie to you and say they don't test on animals. NARS just joined the animal testing revolution, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Everyone's flipping out about NARS. They've
Bummer.
Been cruelty-free, but they're not now. They went to the dark side. You just never know. Everything that comes in this box is from a good, nice company. You know what I mean? And eco-friendly packaging. Everything's recyclable. fair trade, non-toxic, cruelty-free, organic, locally produced, sustainable, and vegan while raising awareness for important causes made in the USA. That's another thing. I can't even tell you. I'm starting to have, like, the carbon footprint of all my shit.
Yeah.
You know, if I like some Korean face mask from... Everything's from the U.S. I'm telling you. I like it. I think it's a fun idea for a gift.
Yeah.
I think your mom would all love a beautiful box of eco things mm-hmm. that supports a fun cause.
Yeah.
You know, it's every other month. You're not going to be buried in shit. So I did email them.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know, your girl Jackie J is going to talk about y'all. I'm not making any money. I just said to them, would you give them a code? Would you offer me a code?
Yeah.
And they said yes. So if you go to lovegoodly.com, you type in Natch at checkout, N-A-T-C-H, you will get your first box for $20 instead of $30.
Amazing.
So it will work until the end of July. If you're listening to this podcast, if you found me and you're binging it a year later, sorry. They did give me an evergreen code for $5 off, but you have to go to natchbeauty.com and read this episode guide to find it. But if you're listening and it's July, lovegoodly.com, type in Natch. I'm not getting paid. I encourage people to switch over from your current box where you are supporting these evil companies because I think what they're doing is important.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like getting shit in the mail, you're maybe switch over. That's all I'm saying. Try them. They gave you a code. Try it and see if you like it. Is all I'm saying. That's my rant.
I love it. I loved every second
Good,
of that.
Good, I'm glad. I'm just,
you're a
you
delight.
Know, Natch Butte is all about, you know, again, for lack of a better term, spilling the tea.
Yeah.
And we're being lied to, and we don't know what we're supporting. And if you do care, I think a fun way to do it is to get either Petite Vore,
mm-hmm.
which is the cruelty-free box, or try Love Goodly.
Yeah, that sounds great. I remember, I mean, have you ever checked online, like, the list of companies that we should not be supporting because of X, Y, and Z?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
dizzying.
No, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
Mm-hmm. So to just have a subscription box that's like, don't even think about it.
And also, like I said, you should see what they send you. They send you a little pamphlet that's like, this month we're supporting this.
Oh, that's
the
nice.
The Gentle Barn.
Oh, I love the Gentle Barn.
Of course,
barn.
You know, the Soledad goats.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Soledad
no.
goats? Oh, they're so precious.
Oh, boy.
There's this goat sanctuary.
Yeah, it's out here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
They're the cutest damn things I've ever
gotta
seen.
Gotta go. Mike's a big animal lover.
Oh.
I surprised him and took him to the Gentle Barn, I think for his birthday.
I did that for Adam's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sad, though. We cried a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
I know.
It's rough.
But I'm telling you, no tears at the Soledad goats.
No.
They are so precious. I had for Valentine's Day, if you donate like $25 or more, they'll send you a box of vegan chocolates. And I had them fill it out from Chooch.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sent it in the mail with a little card with a kitten on it. And it said, Dear Dad, Happy Valentine's Day, love Chooch.
Aww.
Like they filled it out.
That's
Isn't
really
that
cute.
So sweet?
That's really cute.
And it was a tax write-off. It was a donation.
Amazing.
I'm telling you, I just like Love Goodly. If you like getting shit in the mail.
Yeah.
I think you should try it. That's all I'm saying. Well, this was super fun.
This is so fun.
The hour went by quick, didn't it?
I know.
Because of all my yelling.
So I loved every second.
Oh, thank you. How about you tell everybody about your podcast, mm-hmm. where they can find it, plug all your shit so everybody can check out those cute glasses.
Thank you so much. I host Everything's Coming Up Simpsons on the Feral Audio Network. So if you're a nerd for The Simpsons, we go episode by episode. Not in order, our guests pick their favorite episode. You've been on it.
I've been on it.
Great.
That's right.
That episode is on our Feral Audio page. And so we talk to comedians, we talk to, you know, writers, directors, but also we talk to a lot of people who have written on The Simpsons, people who were showrunners on The Simpsons.
Weird Al.
Yeah, and it was amazing. He came to my house and he met my cat Moon Man and we talked about being vegan. It was amazing. So I do that. And then I also host a monthly show at Meltdown Comics called the Nerd Melt Lecture Series, which is sort of like a panel discussion show where I round up, like, you know, people that work in the entertainment industry and we focus on one topic at a time. So each month it'll be something different, like how do you get your first writing job? How do you go from assistant to staff writer? How to get a pitch meeting? So we try to make it really focused and help people get jobs in Hollywood because it shouldn't be as mysterious as it is. So
I love that.
I have the most fun with that show just because it's different. Like, it's so hard to get butts in seats for LA comedy shows. And this is like the first time that I've actually had an audience showed up. And because it's something beyond that, people show up with like notebooks and
people
they take
are trying
notes.
To get jobs, baby.
Trying to get jobs.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. And then I'm at Julia Prescott on all the things.
So convenient.
So convenient.
Well, that's going to conclude this episode of Natchbute.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for being
Thank
here.
Thank you.
And tune in next week. Oh, real quick, I'm going to say one more thing. I was just at VidCon.
Oh, yeah?
And VidCon was something else.
Yeah.
I've never felt more irrelevant and old.
I know.
But very happy about it. Mm-hmm. It was just a beautiful time. I met these girls. They work for a new thing. It's called the Lipstick Lobby.
Ooh.
And basically, as you know, Julia, there's a war against women happening in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Our healthcare
is at the front lines.
Our healthcare might be taken from us. It's getting pretty brutal out there. So the Lipstick Lobby has a new lipstick that they put out. It's vegan and cruelty-free. It comes in a very cute box, as you can see, with little smiley women all over it. The lipstick is called, the color is called Kiss My Pink.
Ooh.
Which is pro.
Yeah.
Cunnilingus, I am assuming, is that what
they're positive.
Yeah. And it says, lipstick it to the man.
I love it.
Hashtag lipstick it to the man. So all the proceeds from this lipstick go to 100% to Planned Parenthood.
Cool.
So I just want to say a little PSA. Personally, Planned Parenthood was one of the only healthcare providers I had at certain points in my youth. Especially living in LA in my 20s, having no money. I couldn't go to the doctor. I would go there. They would help me with whatever. They do a lot of good work. So I just think, listen, again, being selfish and buying something for yourself, but in turn doing well, go on this website and buy this lipstick. The website is thelipsticklobby.com.
That's amazing.
Buy yourself a lipstick. It's vegan, cruelty-free. 100% of the proceeds are going to Planned Parenthood. Stick it to the damn man! Okay? Help out ladies around the world, ladies that don't have as much as you do. They can't go buy lipsticks every day like we can. Bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Help them get some pap smears, baby.
I love it.
So I just wanted to end with that. We'll see you guys next time on Natch Butte. Until then, don't forget, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.